Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Huge thanks today to Roxanne Melker, who is an amazing woman. If you don't know her, you need to find her on Facebook and friend her, because she does all these crazy exploits for Jesus. And I had the privilege of meeting her in Geneva, but she actually lives in Oklahoma. So anyway, Roxanne, thank you so much for being one of the Pray Every Day sponsors of the show, and you have been a blessing to me. If Pray Every Day has helped you, if it's deepened your prayer life or helped you to know that you're not alone in this world, consider becoming one of our sponsors at patreon.com/prayeveryday. It's really simple. You can do just $1 a month if you want, $2 a month. The $5 a month ones get an original painting by me every month as my thank you. So there are some benefits. And also, if you go up to the $20 one, you get a free podcast episode that is no one else hears it. It's just for you. So anyway, thank you again for those Patreon sponsors. And today we are reading again from the Sermon on the Mount. We're in Matthew 6 still, and we are reading Matthew 6 verses 7 and 8 in the New American Standard Translation of the Bible, NASB. And it says this: "And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that you know what we need before we even ask. And there's, as I'm praying for the folks listening today all over the world, there are thousands, if not millions, of unspoken prayer requests deep inside the crevices of our souls. And I am grateful that you know that we need before we even ask. And Lord, help us to articulate those prayers. And Lord, I'm reminded of a story from many years ago that highlights this verse. And I hope, I just want to thank you for that story, because it's just such a cool story. So there was a time in my life, as you know, Jesus, that I was worried that I was a terrible mom. And I didn't even know, I couldn't even articulate it that way. I was really afraid, mostly, that my kids wouldn't know that I loved them. And so I had this deep-seated fear. And one day, Lord, you sent a friend of mine to my home in East Texas, when we lived in East Texas. And by the end of our visit, she had spent time with me and the kids, and I didn't even know I had this problem. I didn't even know I had this fear. She came up to me, she looked at me, and she said, "Mary, I just feel like the Lord wants me to tell you something. Your children know that you love them." And I burst into tears, because this was an unspoken prayer request, one I couldn't even articulate. And yet, Lord, you knew about it, and you sent someone from across the nation to be in my home to say those words to me, and I didn't even know I needed to hear them. And so I pray that for my listeners today, that there are some unspoken ones. They can't even articulate what it is. They can't even say why they feel this way, or they have this like vague sense of discomfort, or vague sense of foreboding, or vague sense of frustration. And yet you have the answer to their prayer before they even say it. So I pray this week, specifically this week, even today, Lord, that you would answer those unspoken prayers in surprising and beautiful and beautifully confounding ways, Lord. We are a people who just desperately need to know sometimes that you're real. We need to know that you hear us. We need to know that you see us. And Lord, thank you that we don't have to babble on and on and on about our needs necessarily, because you already know. We don't have to have meaningless repetition. Like chanting, which I think is what you're talking about here. It's not the volume of our words, it's our connectivity to you, and it's your kindness toward us that leads us in these times of prayer. And Lord, thank you too that you pray for us through the Holy Spirit with groanings too deep for words. So Lord, for those who can't pray today, for those who are broken, for those who cannot form words around their prayers, thank you that you, right now, you hear, you see, you will act, you are in the process of orchestrating your great grand plan, and it will, your will come to pass. And so thank you for that, Jesus. I pray that we would not lose heart today. I pray for those broken and hurting and bleeding and longing to know if how long, Lord, how long will you not answer this prayer? Lord, would you give some light, shed some light on the process of your answering of the prayer of our hearts. We need that. We need to know that you're there. And I know you are, and I know that I struggle with that sometimes, and I know that people listening here are struggling with that sometimes. Would you just confirm to us this week that you hear us and that you love us? I know you will. You're a good Father. I pray all this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day, and I do pray that... See, now I'm breaking into prayer again. I do pray, though, that you would understand or that you would feel the presence of God this week, that you would know He sees you in your situation. It's amazing to me. He not only knows your situation, but He knows mine and all the other billions of people. It's mind-boggling. But that is how great our God is, and His love for you is amazingly great. Rest in that today.